This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Unify Credit Union's very own Greg Glosson. He is the CTO there, and we're talking cryptocurrency services and credit unions. And Unify, I just found out, was the very first credit union nationwide to offer cryptocurrency services. And we talk all about that with Greg, so check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're talking a little cryptocurrency, something nobody is talking about. Are you kidding me? Everybody's talking about crypto. And we have Greg Glosson from Unify Credit Union on the show today. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well. And you guys there at Unify are knee deep in cryptocurrency. So, and congratulations on that. I like hearing stories like that, and credit unions like yours pushing that proverbial envelope in this area. So well done there.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a super exciting journey so far. A lot of interesting lessons learned, but it's a super fun and exciting space.
Yeah, and every day is probably an adventure for sure, especially when you're dealing with crypto. So you guys are, I just found out that you guys were the first credit union to offer cryptocurrency services to your members, and congrats on that if that's true. And so having said that, how long have you guys been offering it? And then why did you guys decide to venture down this road?
Yeah, so we were the first credit union to offer it. We did our first transaction about the middle of October of last year.
Okay.
And then we rolled it out to friends and family. We created a wait list, got 2,500 members signed up for it, rolled it out to those members in December, and then rolled it out to our entire membership base in January. So like I said earlier, it's been a fun and crazy ride.
I bet. What's the why?
Yeah, so on the reason why, crypto has been on our radar for a while. We've been internally talking about crypto since really last summer, if not a little bit before, and just talking about what's the role that it's going to play inside of the credit union space, right? Because cryptocurrency at its heart is decentralized finance, and credit unions are not necessarily decentralized finance. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to figure out like what it was going to look like and how we were going to bring value to our members. And at the same time, we started to investigate, like a lot of credit unions were doing, deposit activity. So where were deposits coming in and going out to? And we started to notice a real pattern of the same destinations. So our members were transferring money to Coinbase, to Crypto.com, to Binance, to FTX, a lot of these cryptocurrency exchanges. And it just so happened at the same time we were doing a membership survey. So we asked, what's your interest in crypto? And we started to get a lot of information back.
Oh, wow.
And so those two things combined, you know, we said, you know, our mission, right, is to be here for our members. And so this is obviously a need or a desire of theirs. And that's the why behind how we got started. And then that just really sort of informed all the decisions, you know, subsequent to there, which is, you know, the partners that we chose and how we chose to roll it out and when and everything. But because our members were engaged in the cryptocurrency space, that's why we wanted to get involved.
Completely get it. So what do these services look like? Obviously, crypto has many iterations. I mean, obviously, you can invest in it, you can use it for purchasing certain items and things like that. So what did the services did to you guys offer members out there to obviously work in crypto and then keep the members as well within your credit union ecosystem?
Yeah, sure. So I'll say this is how they work today, but this is one of those spaces where things are changing daily.
It's going to transform for sure.
But today, we offer our members through digital banking, so that's mobile or traditional desktop banking, the ability to buy, sell, and hold Bitcoin.
Okay.
So they're able to log in, they're able to see where Bitcoin is at today. If they already have Bitcoin, they're able to see how it's performing, and then they're able to either buy more or sell. And so that's where we're at today. And certainly there's a whole roadmap of where we go tomorrow.
Okay. So you guys, I mean, I don't want to compare you to Robin Hood, but is it kind of something like that? Is it similar to that or?
Very similar. It's okay. Very similar to that. Yes.
Okay. Got it. And so what lessons have you guys learned along the way? Because obviously you've been offering it for a few months now. What lessons have you guys learned since starting?
Yeah. So one of the biggest lessons has been around education. And member education and our own team member education. Mm-hmm. I think that was something that we sort of underestimated on our end, where there's so much information out there about cryptocurrency, but everybody has their questions. And so we built out in our project and rollout plan, we built out a chunk for team member and for member education. Mm-hmm. And so what we ended up having to do is increase that by about a quarter of what we thought it was going to be, just because there's tons and tons of questions around, you know, is cryptocurrency insured? Does it trade like stocks? Is it 24 hours a day, or do I have to get it in by 5? You know, and then there was also a lot of other information around, okay, well, we can do Bitcoin, but can we do Ether? Can we look at other cryptocurrencies? And so a huge lesson learned would be education and around team member education.
Yeah.
One of the really successful things, or we feel like it was a successful thing that we did, was we had a lot of internal Q&A sessions with our team as we went through the process to have, you know, somebody from one of our vendor partners, which was Q2 and NYDIG,
yeah,
and somebody from our digital banking team, to let our staff be able to ask those questions that they feel that members were going to ask or they were even curious about on their own. That way we could build that knowledge base that was obviously sort of lacking internally, mm-hmm, in order to bring the best support to the members.
And based on that knowledge or those lessons, what advice do you have for other credit unions getting in this space? Because there's going to be more and more. I know Visions has already right, jumped in the deep end on this, and I'm sure there's a few others that are going. And then I think it's just going to be a tidal wave in the next few years. What's going to happen there? So what advice do you have for other credit unions looking to get in?
Yeah, so I would certainly say to those credit unions who haven't gotten in, very much start doing investigation, right?
Yeah.
Like, To your point, this is going to be a tidal wave. This is going to be a common credit union and financial services offering,
yeah,
inside of the next 12 to 24 months. I look at press releases, and there's more and more credit unions coming on every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the biggest piece of advice that I would give would be around education, and don't leave your team members out.
Right.
We focus so much on the members, but make sure that you give your team the information to be able and to equip them to be able to go out and talk with the members. The Q&A internal sessions for us worked really great. The other is really around those fintech partnerships, like who you choose to partner with.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, especially for us, because we were very early in the game, This has not been a traditional like vendor relationship. You know, this is not just a piece of software that you're buying and you're just plugging in. This is an incredibly valuable partnership.
Yeah.
There were tons of questions going from us to NYDIG or to Q2, and then them passing us information back and all of us learning sort of at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's where you need a vendor who is really a partner and not just a vendor.
Mm-hmm.
So those would be my two largest pieces of advice.
Yeah, because I'm assuming you guys are working really closely with them. I mean, to get this right, because there's so many ways this could go off the rails, I'm sure. But you want to get something like this right, because you're adding so much value to your credit union. And obviously, your credit union is a trusted resource for your members. So you want to keep them in that ecosystem. And why not offer something like this to folks out there who are still so curious about crypto? But to have it offered by your credit union, a trusted resource, just adds so much value, I think, to from your perspective, right?
Right. And I mean, what we've heard a ton from our membership has been just really great reception around us offering it.
Yeah.
So it's been something that members have investigated. And like demographically, it ranges from, you know, 20 year olds to 65 plus, right? Like, I mean, all across the full spectrum of age, geographic location, everything. And one of the big prevailing things has been, you know, I'm so glad that my credit union can offer this to me, you know, because I trust my credit union.
Yeah, yeah.
It's such a powerful position to be in. Mm-hmm. And to be able to offer the members is, you know, hey, you don't have to go to a Coinbase. You don't have to go anywhere else. You can come here and, you know, you can trust us as your primary financial institution too.
Yeah, exactly. What a feather in your cap. Oh my gosh. What a great move you guys did. Oh man, that's so cool. Have you guys received any feedback or anything like that from members? Since I'm sure you've heard from a few folks.
So we have. We've received actually a lot of really great feedback. And that sort of plays into a little bit the advice question.
Yeah.
Like, what would my advice be for another credit union? Is to understand that this is a give a mouse a cookie situation, right? So the children's book, if you give a mouse,
book, yeah,
they're going to need he's going to ask for a glass of milk.
Right.
The feedback that we almost immediately started receiving was Bitcoin is great, but what about my other favorite coin? Or, you know, hey, can I get my dividends paid back in Bitcoin rather than in cash?
Oh,
are you guys going to start planning to offer like a rewards program for credit card or for debit card spend? And then as we've started to mature through the process, we do have some members who have some fairly sizable positions in Bitcoin who don't want to sell the Bitcoin to realize the gain.
Yeah.
So now we're starting to get the conversations around like, Are you going to allow lending against maybe my Bitcoin as a collateral?
Yeah, yeah.
We've seen Coinbase. We know that SoFi is, you know, exploring those opportunities, and so it's just been the feedback's been wonderful, right? Because that helps inform us that one, we're moving in the right direction by offering this. And two, you know, how can we better help and equip our members?
Yeah, no doubt. It certainly sounds like you guys are moving in the right direction just based on that feedback. Oh my gosh. And like you said at the very top of the show, this is changing all the time. So just what you're offering is going to be changing all the time. So
right. That's
fantastic. Oh my gosh. So I'm so happy for you guys. What a great move. And I think a lot of creators are going to follow suit as well. So you might be getting a lot of phone calls too. It's like, hey, what's the template here?
We actually have had a couple of credit unions who have reached out and just said, you know, hey, we're starting. What would you suggest, right? Like, what sort of advice would you give? And it's been consistently, hey, pick the right partner and education. And then, I mean, we're open for questions for anybody who says, you know, what's the template?
Yeah, right on. All right, Greg. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work because it sounds like you got a lot on your plate, a lot of crypto consultancies or crypto consultants or something. You probably start up a new division on that alone for sure. So, all right, Greg. Well, thank you again for this info. Fantastic stuff here. I'm sure we'll be talking again just to see how this will evolve here in the near future. So really good stuff here. So thanks again. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for the time.
Anytime, sir. Anytime. All right.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.